Hey, I'm Dave Cornwier, and this is the Dave Berta Podcast. We're happy to share this preview of our latest episode of the Dave Berta Podcast. If you want to hear the full episode, subscribe to the Dave Berta Substack at daveberta.substack.com/subscribe. One of the topics that you focused on, and particularly it being Lethbridge in southern Alberta, mm-hmm. which is starting to experience and probably likely going to experience a drought of a level that we haven't seen in a long time in southern Alberta. You talked about your water policy.
Yeah.
And you released early in the campaign, you released a video, and it was one of the first policies that you put out. Could you maybe explain to our listeners or share a little bit about what you envision this, I think it's Albertans' Right to Water Act is what you've called it.
It is what I called it. I don't think Albertans realize or recognize where we're actually headed with climate change and the weather patterns. You know, there's this resistance to call it climate change for whatever mm-hmm. reason. But for the past two decades, I've been able to work with different scientists around the world, and did some work with the United Nations. And, you know, it's become really apparent, especially as Indigenous people. I was part of the Indigenous Climate Action. I was one of the steward who's been attending the Paris Accord, COPs, you know, and it's about, because Indigenous peoples often are still living on the land, they are seeing the impacts much more clearly than, let's say, folks mm-hmm. who are living in urban spaces where they're not used to hunting for their food. They go to Safeway or Save on Foods.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Indigenous peoples around the world, from Brazil, all over, we're coming forward. We're saying, this is what we're seeing. This is what we're seeing. But not only what we're seeing, this is our response. This is how we're going to manage. These are the things we're doing. Everywhere around the world is doing something except Alberta. And to me, that's very troubling. And that's why I'm here. Because as I travel around the world and meet with folks and learn things that they're doing, I thought, we're the richest province in the country. How is it that we are failing our citizens so profoundly that we're actually going to cause tremendous harm economically and to our livelihoods, to all Albertans, not just Indigenous people? Mm-hmm. All Albertans are going to suffer because we have not planned and prepared for what's coming ahead. And multiple scientists, I mean, for two decades, they've been telling us around the climate change and that the planet's heating up. Well, it is. And we've had the hottest month of March that we've ever had recorded in history. So, yes, it's happening. So let's respond appropriately and do something to ensure that our grandbabies have a planet, to ensure they have a thriving, beautiful Alberta like we've had. Mm-hmm. We really had the luxury of not having to care about climate change or water or jobs. We had Wayne Gretzky until 88, 89. I mean, we really had the best place in the world to grow up, but it's not going to be that very soon. And so that's why water is fundamental. It is the root of everything we do as Albertans.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. And when I hear Premier Danielle Smith talk about there being 10 million Albertans by 2050, I think is what the talking point that she's kind of repeated. I think, well, okay, that's great, but I mean, if we are having these water issues now, I mean, none of this exists without a stable, steady, reliable access to water. And that's not just while you're right, water is life. We can't survive without water, but also in terms of the industries that we rely on economically for this province, oil and gas, I mean, fracking, you know, all this stuff that takes tremendous amounts of water. So in terms of your policy, what can you maybe get into a little bit of what you're recommending or what thoughts you have in terms of what Alberta can do to head this off?
Yeah, you know, we really need to revisit our water allocation. The first-in-time, first-in-right system was what they developed early on in Alberta's agreements. It's not going to work now. So we need to work with experts, we need to work with landowners, ranchers, cattlemen, and we also have to work with industry. And we have to negotiate and navigate the kinds of crops that we are going to grow in Alberta. If we look at the sugar beet and the potato farms, they have provided economics for Southerners for a long time, but they also consume the most water. Same with green hydrogen over red hydrogen. So when we're producing a particular gas, sometimes we think we're doing something that's more environmentally friendly, but it is consuming more water. So, you know, in the fourth point of my water policy. It was about creating an institute of excellence for research in Lethbridge. It's really important that we become innovative so we can continue to grow the potatoes and the sugar beets and have that blossoming economy. But right now, in a time of crisis, we have to make sure people have drinking water. We have to make sure that we're growing grain for the cattle, corn for the cattle. We produce 65% of Canada's beef. Like, we have major economic systems that are interconnected. And so the policy really reflects investing in innovation first and foremost, so that way we can continue to support these economic systems. As it stands, it will not work. Somebody will get hurt and there will be suffering, which is why it must be changed. I like where the government is going. I never thought I would say this in my entire life. But the fact that people are having conversations and preparing, that's really important. Albertans look after each other. That's what we do. But that's not enough. That's not enough. We have to go further. And these conversations should have been happening 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. We should have plans in place. Same with the fires. We should have plans in place. Mm-hmm. And we just don't. And mm-hmm. that's why we need leadership who is ready to respond and prepared for the crisis that we're actually in.
This is just a sample of what you can hear by subscribing to the Dave Berta Substack. If you like what you hear on the Dave Berta podcast, go to daveberta.substack.com/subscribe and sign up for a yearly, annual, or Friend of Dave Berta level subscription. Thanks.